Now to your emails from the past few days.
And sticking with the topic of the Olympics, a number of you wrote in after hearing our co-host, Michelle Norris, raise the question, to watch or to sleep? We heard the voices of children who were staying up way past bedtime to watch the games.
A listener, John Delworth of Nashville, was in front of the TV with kids last week when Michael Phelps won his 8th gold medal. Delworth writes that afterwards, the kids who were still awake crossed the street triumphantly to a neighbor's pool for their own midnight medley relay. He continues, as I watched them, I tried very hard to relive that feeling I remember from childhood, that you can jump in the water and be Michael Phelps, just as I ran through the yard in the 70s with a football and was Franco Harris. He concludes, it's a feeling worthy of loss of sleep.
Last week, we also brought you a story about a Christian Science congregation that's trying to tear down its church, Third Church, in Washington, D.C. The building is a classic example of brutalist architecture. In the story, church member Darrow Kirkpatrick said the massive concrete structure sends the wrong message.
We think it says, stay away. Something goes on in here that's, you know, that they don't want to get outside, which is exactly wrong for all Christianity.
Listener Martin Paul of Los Angeles was surprised that we did not name the building's architect on the air. He writes, if this were a story about a controversial painting, could you imagine not even mentioning the name of the artist?
Point taken, so we'll do it now. Third Church was designed by Araldo Cossutta. At the time, he was working for the firm of I.M. Pei.
Listener Martin Paul continues, the truth is that the congregation hired the architect back in the 1970s. They saw the design in drawings and probably in model form, knew that it was raw concrete, and went ahead with the project. The tone of the story sounded like they never wanted it, and it was forced on them.
Well, if you think we've got something wrong, write to us. Go to our website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.